At a time when serious questions have been raised about the conduct of major cotton growers in the Barwon Darling, the industry refuses to talk. Cotton Australia is holding its major industry conference in Griffith this week with 450 people attending. No one from the organisation would talk about the accusations in the Four Corners report that some growers have been stealing water without charge. But as the ABC's Cara Jeffrey discovered, cotton farmers themselves aren't so reticent about sharing their views.
The industry forum hosted by Cotton Australia has brought hundreds to Griffith to talk about the issues facing the industry. But something the industry body itself did not want to discuss, with the media at least, was the matter looming large over the gathering. This week's Four Corners report that raised allegations of water theft along the Barwon River might have been the subject of off-the-record opinions and half-muttered grievances, but nothing more than that. Cotton merchants and the gin operators who processed the fibre were staying tight-lipped too. It was left to the farmers to stand up for their industry, and Gavin Delbroy, who grows cotton near Griffith, didn't hold back.
It's a bit disheartening. The Four Corners report was quite one-sided. Tainted all farmers with a brush that none of us really should have been tainted with. There are a few bad eggs in any industry, but as a whole, that percentage in irrigators is quite minimal.
Another to defend his industry was Witten grower Rob Houghton.
Well, I was certainly as shocked as everyone to see that sort of negative exposure for our farmers. I've certainly never heard or seen any behaviour like that.
Regardless of that, Rob Houghton says he reckons calls for a royal commission into the Murray-Darling Basin plan are not warranted.
People need to cool their jets and just have a look at what's actually happening with water use under the Murray-Darling Basin plan as it rolls out. And I think we should all be very proud of being part of such an innovative and forward-thinking plan.
People have been critical of the $13 billion spend on it. Do you think there's an issue with that?
Certainly not. I've been part of that. I've taken part of the $13 billion. A very small portion of that went to improving the technology on my farm to improve my efficiency of water delivered to my crops. And that in turn improves the value of product that comes off that small parcel of land.
But make no mistake, the alleged theft of water and tampering of meters on pumps by some irrigators has been disappointing for growers like Gavin Delbroy.
A water source is a very secured asset, and for someone to be doing illegal things with water tampering, especially on their pumps, and it not being chased down well enough by their regulators, it is an issue.
And with that accountability, does the water need to be taken out of the state's hands and become a Commonwealth issue? We're seeing this tussle between states at the moment of whose fault is it for the state of the river. Has it got to just become bigger picture than state against state?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's the states, especially some of the ones to our south, hold a fair bit of push power, and I think they've been running a few bully tactics. I think it should become a Commonwealth issue.
There's been calls for a royal commission into what's been happening with the water in the Barwon-Darling area. Do you think this is necessary or any type of inquiry is needed?
It's just going to be a waste of money. For those few growers who are those bad eggs, I think that money into a commission would be well and truly better served if by putting that into compliance guys on the ground.
That's Griffith cotton grower and irrigator Gavin Delbroy ending that report from Cara Jeffrey.